Masechet Menachos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Hamiluim Hayubayim Kemata Shabbatura. During the Shabbat Yimei Hamiluim in the midpoint, after the Mishkan was built, Aaron and Ubanav were mechanech the Mishkan, and they brought an ayo Hamiluim, and together with the ayo Hamiluim, they brought matzahs. The matzahs that they brought with the ayo Hamiluim were similar to the matzahs that are brought with the Korban Todah. Chalos Urekikim Urefucha. They brought three types of matzahs that are brought with the Korban Todah: Chalos Urekikim and Refucha. Hanaziris Haisa Bosh De Yadois B'matzah Shabbatoda Chalos Urekikim Bein Bar Refucha. Another, when he finishes in the Ziris, he also brings Lachana, and he brings 2/3 of the matzahs that is brought together with the Korban Todah, which is Chalos and Urekikim, but not Refucha. Nemtzu Atzar Kabin Yushamios Shehen Shisha Etronis Ba'odia. So it turns out, since he brings 2/3 of the Lachama Betoda, so he brings 10 Kabin according to the Mida Yerushalmis, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that for the three types of matzahs that is brought with the Korban Todah requires 15 Kabin. So here, where he brings 2/3, he requires 10 Kabin of flour for those matzahs, which are 6 Etronis and a little more, because as we saw in the previous Mishnah, for each type of matzahs, you need 3 1/3 Etronos. So here we have two types of matzahs. You need 6 Etronos and a little more, which is another 2/3 of a Yisar. And from each type of lechem that is brought together with the Korban Torah, there are 4 types of lechem, 3 types of matzah, and 1 type of chametz. 1 from each type is given to a coin. 1/10 is given to the coin and as truma. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'hikru v'menu echad mikol korban truma la'ashem. Should be brought from each korban, meaning from each type of lechem, he should give a truma tashem, meaning truma to the coin, which is called truma la'ashem, and the coin to the avoda la'ashem. Echad shalo yitol part. From the fact that the Torah says echad, we learn from there you shouldn't give a paras, a chelek of one. You have to give a shalim mikol korban. We learn out from that what the prophet said, that you give echad mikol korban sheyehu kol ha'korbanos shavim, that all the korbanos, meaning all the different types of lechamim that is brought with the Korban Torah, should be equal in that which you give one bread from each type of lechem to the kohen. V'shelo yito me korban lachaveru. And you cannot give from one korban to be your design for a different korban. Meaning to say that you can't give 2 lechamim from one type and not give any lechem at all from the other type. You have to give 1 from each type to the kohen. La kohen hazorek is dam hashlamim lo yiyeh. The pasuk said that the lechamim that are given to the kohen, those lechamim should be given to the kohen that is zorek, the dam hashlamim. A toda is a type of shlamim. He is the kohen to receive the 4 lechamim. Va'ashar nechal labalim, and the rest of the lechamim, the 9/10 that is left over after he gives 1/10 to the kohen, would be eaten by the balam of the korban toda. Second menachas perek zayim mishnah gimel hashechet et toda b'fnit v'lachma chutz lechaimah. Lo kadesh alech. Somebody who shechts a korban toda inside the azar, but the lechem that is brought together with the korban toda, the shash chita, was outside the chomah of Yerushalayim. Lo kadesh halechem. The lechem does not become kadosh. As the kedusha of the lechem is tali on the shechita, the shash chita, the lechem becomes kadosh. But that's only if the lechem is inside Yerushalayim. But if it's outside Yerushalayim, the lechem does not become kadosh with the shechita of the toda. If the shechita of the Torah was done before the lechamim that is brought with the Torah crusted over in the oven, it was not fully baked b'shas shechita, and even if all of them had already become crusted over except for one lechem which was not crusted over yet, one lechem was not fully baked, the lechem does not become kadosh. All 40 lechamim have to be fully baked b'shas shechita in order for it to become kadosh. Shachta chut l'zmanim v'chut l'mkoyma. Kadosh halach et b'shas shechita. The coin had a machshavet chut l'zmanim chut l'mkoyma. He had a machshavet that he would eat the basa or burn the emur after the allotted time or out of the allotted place. In such a case, even though this is a shechita psula, the lechem would become kadosh, and since this psula was not there before shechita, only b'shas shechita, the lechem would become kadosh with the shechita of the zevach. Shachta v'nitzes treifa, lo kadosh halechem. If after the shechita of the Torah we find that it was a treifa, in such a case the lechem would not become kadosh with the shechita of the Torah, since it was obviously a treifa even before shechita, so this shechita cannot be mekadosh the lechem. Shachta v'nitzes balas mo. if after the strength of the Torah we find that it was a bamo. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kadesh, the Chacham Omerim Lo Kadesh. Rabbi Eliezer said, even though it was a bomb moment at the Shechita Psula, still, the Shechita would be Makadesh the Lechem. And the Mephorzim explained that when does Rabbi Eliezer hold that the Shechita of a Baal Smok would be Makadesh the Lechem? That's only by a mum she'ina nicker. A mum that's not so apparent. For example, Dukin Sheba Ayim had a begat in the Ayim. Such a case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since it didn't by a mum like Dakin Shabbai, that in Alu Lo Yerdu, if the Emur were put on the Mizbeach, we wouldn't take it back down. So therefore, the Shechita would be Makadesh the Lechem, as opposed to other mum, in which the Din is that even if we had already put the Emur on the Mizbeach, we would take it back down. In such a case, that Shechita would not be Makadesh the Lechem. The Chacham Maimrim Lo Kadesh. The Chacham hold that even by a mum such as Dukin Shabbayin, still the Shechita would not be Makarit Lechem, since the psul was there before the Shechita. Shachta Shalol Lishma. V'chein Ayal HaMiluin. V'chein Shnei Kifli Atzer. Shashachta Shalol Lishma. Lo Kadesh Lechem. If the Shechita of the Torah was done Shalol Lishma, V'shah Shechita Yadam Ashava, that it was a different Korban. In such a case, even though the Korban is Kasher at the Dinit, that all Korbanot that are Shachta Shalol Lishma are Kasher, except for Achatas and a Pesach, even so, the lechem is not kadosh, and so too by ayal hamiluim and the shnei kitzei atzeres, which was nishchat shalol lishma, the lechem would not become kadosh.